Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If Obamacare, I got rid of it.
I'd like
and
you
we
to,
will protect
Mr.
people.
President,
with
I'm the moderator rates. Of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer.
Go ahead.
So my question, sir, is what is the Trump health care plan?
Right. Well, first of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. It's better than I thought.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You
Absolutely
know what? You're
not
stop.
True.
You're
doing it.
You're going to have.
Tape. True.
Gentlemen, I hate to raise my voice, but it seems to be. Why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? The final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you.
And a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
When needed, I wear masks.
Okay.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
Vice President Biden, go ahead, sir.
Look, the way to open businesses.
But I was asking you, sir, about masks.
Masks make a big difference.
And they've also it said matters. The opposite.
No serious person said the opposite.
Dr. Fauci said the
he
opposite.
He did not
I
say the
ask
opposite.
You, we
said
people should not be walking around with masks.
Unchained and unstoppable.
He called the military stupid bastards.
I did not
say it on tape. He said stupid bastards.
Play it. Play it.
Your wish is my command, sir.
I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
2-on-1 is Democrat fun. I think I said that yesterday. I stand by it. Of course, I knew that's what it was going to be like. I know Chris Wallace. He used to be on the show every Friday for years. He got his start at the piss poor excuse of a newspaper called the Boston Globe. And so I've been all downhill for the last 60, 70 years, however old he is. But that was that was the nadir of his career. And it's interesting that even Brian Kilmeade texted out tweeted out at 10:26 last evening, said sometimes it seems like it's two against one, which of course it was. We all had the same thought. But Brian is a colleague of Chris Wallace's, and then he deleted that tweet soon thereafter. I still like Brian Kilmeade. He's a good guy. But, you know, it's too bad he deleted the tweet because it was true. And as we all saw, 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls on this today. If you want to give us a call, 844-500-4242. Get your takes on it. I wrote several columns for the Herald. You can read them at the Herald. And I think we'll post the early edition column. I don't know if we posted that one on the website. And I also have a one on the on our regular website, just on the website, not on the Herald. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right at the top of the page. It's the column on another column on the debate. More of my thoughts about it, and it wasn't bad for Trump. I mean, he had opportunities though to make it so much better. You know, I wish he had done. I guess that my big complaint, and this is strictly Monday morning quarterbacking, and I never could have predicted this yesterday, and everybody's talking about this, but nobody saw it coming. Trump, I think, would have been better off if he had not interrupted Biden so often and just let him go on spewing out nonsense, because the MO of the modern 77, soon to be 78-year-old Joe Biden. The longer he talks, the more screwed up he gets. And many times, or at least a few times, when it looked like he was about to go off the cliff, Trump interrupted him, and it gave Biden a chance to get his bearings back, or it gave his handler, Chris Wallace, a chance to interject and try to save the bacon again.
Yeah, Howie, I don't always agree with Dana Perino, but she does make a lot of good insights into these type of situations where it's not as much her personal thing. It's just what she saw happening. And she said the same thing. She said there was a lot of times where Biden was just about to fumble the ball and could have made a real big error, but we didn't get to see it because Trump didn't let him dig his own grave.
Right. And, you know, that it was a tactical error, I think, on Trump's part. And I don't think he necessarily lost the debate, or I just think he missed an opportunity to have won it more overwhelmingly. And the fact is, if Biden had actually won the debate, they wouldn't have started saying immediately after the debate ended on all the alt-left cable networks that Biden shouldn't do any more debates. It was as if they had all gotten the same talking points from the DNC. We used to say they were getting texts, or they were getting faxes. Now I think they all have chips implanted in their brain, and it just goes from the satellite to their brains. They all say exactly the same thing moments after the debate ends. And then they're saying, well, Trump is to blame for the fact that it was such an ugly, nasty tone. But you let me give you the list here of what this is from the transcript. This is what Biden said about Trump. He's a fool on this. Everybody knows he's a liar. Will you shut up, man? Keep yapping, man. He's the racist. He's Putin's puppy. He never keeps his word. Well, it's hard to get in any word with this clown. You're the worst president America's ever had. So this is the guy who's fighting for the soul of America. He's going to restore civility to the Oval Office. What a bunch of crap.
I got very lucky. I'm going to get very lucky tonight as well.
Yeah, see, if he had kept his mouth shut, Trump, and just let him go, he would have started babbling. He would have started babbling a lot. Okay? So let's take his appearance today on the train tracks when the train is pulling into town here. You got it there?
And here comes the train that he tried to make sure didn't continue to run. No, that's the commuter. All right. No, that's what... But folks, look.
Is Hunter on that train, Joe? Yeah, Hunter. And what was up with Joe Biden bringing up his son, which let Trump go for the throat? I mean, we know that Biden was lying about it, and Wallace got in there and said, people in America don't want to hear about Hunter Biden. They'd rather talk about climate change. Climate change.
I'd like to talk about climate change.
So would I.
Okay.
God. And then Trump just has to spell out that it's not really climate change, it's forest management. So, you know, I mean, forest management, it's an interesting point if you're in California and the brush fire is closing in on your $2 million ranch-style home in the canyon. But, you know, for most of us, it's not a pressing issue, forest management. But, you know, he had to get into that because the better they talking about climate management than about Joe Biden in the Oval Office meeting, or about the $3.5 million from Moscow to Hunter Biden. He keeps going, totally discredited. That statement's totally discredited. And Trump finally just says, by whom? By whom? But now the debate commission is saying they're going to have new protocols or new rules. And I guess what that means is they're going to cut off, most likely, they're going to cut off the mics when somebody is answering. The other guy will have his mic cut off so he can't interrupt.
Wait, they got rid of the cone of silence? They can't just drop that down on somebody?
Well, I guess that's the alternative. That's the alternative. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here today. We're going to take a lot of your calls, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Eden Pure Pain Cream is continuing their buy one, get one free promotion. Everybody knows that prescription pain relief drugs can be really pricey. Carolyn and I were talking over the weekend about a cold sore cream we both use that costs about $400, believe it or not, without insurance. Eden Pure Pain Cream is all natural and has the strength of a pain cream. For me, it starts working in about 2 minutes. I've been using it on my bad leg for weeks, and I really notice the difference. Eden Pure Pain Cream gives you prescription power pain relief with no prescription, no addictions, and no bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream relieves pain from arthritis, joints, back pain, and in my case, leg pain from an old injury. Eden Pure Pain Cream is so powerful that it has 99.2% customer satisfaction rating. Yesterday was our last day for the VIPs for a while, and one of them asked for one of the tubes of pain cream that I hold up. I'm holding up one now, my last one. Of course, I couldn't say no. I gave it to her, so I only got one left now. You can get a free tube, too, just like the VIP yesterday with BOGO. Buy one, get one free. The BOGO promotion has been a big success, and Eden Pure is continuing the special for the pain cream all week long. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with code Howie, B-O-G-O. Shipping is free.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Camp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are. I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more. As people see how bad this radical liberal Democrat movement is and how weak, the law enforcement's going to come back stronger and stronger. But again, I don't know who Proud Boys are, but whoever they are, they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work.
How about when they were talking about the white supremacists in Kenosha? That kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, he's a lifeguard. He's 17 years old. And his lawyer, he has the same lawyer as the kid from Covington Catholic has, Nicholas Sandman. And he texted that he's going to sue about this, being called a white supremacist. He was defending himself. How come Chris Matthews, now I'm doing it like Rush. How come Chris Wallace can't say, hey, I saw the videotape. That guy was not a white supremacist. He was defending himself. Those Antifa thugs were, those ex-cons, those jailbird thugs were trying to kill him. And he responded. How come he couldn't say that? No, because then he wouldn't get invited to the good cocktail parties. We know the answer. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
Will there be another debate?
When I came up with this question this morning, I thought no, but now I'm going to say yes, there's going to be another debate.
This is going to be a close one, I think, as we go on throughout the day. 62% say yes.
Yeah. See, the fact that they're talking about changing the rules indicates to me that maybe they think they're going to have at least one more debate. Maybe not two more debates, but at least one more debate. All right. Mike, the Lyft driver, says, Howie, he is a lifeguard, but Rittenhouse only saves white people. Oh, okay. How about the wires that Biden was wearing? I saw him in the middle of the debate that Trump was answering, and he's suddenly patting his upper left chest. I'm thinking, what the hell's that all about? And then I saw afterwards he had a wire inside, it was like he was being wired to go up against the Gambino crime family in the 1980s. They have much smaller devices.
Was that his signal tapping? When Gleason forgot his lines on the Honeymooners, he would pat his stomach. I imagine that's what Joe Biden was doing last night.
I don't know. I thought it was just an itch. You know, it was just, you know, he's got that wrinkly old skin, and it was probably irritating. And then the other thing was, coming out of his sleeve, there was some kind of a wire. God, when I'm on the Newsmax hour, I'm connected. I can't move for an hour because I have two wires, but I'm not nearly as wired up as Joe Biden was. It's amazing. You know, they used to say in the 80s with, you know, the feds have a witness and they were going to wire him up that say, stop the grinning and drop the linen. That's what Biden did last night. He dropped the linen and they wired him all up in his arm and his chest everywhere. And he was getting messages, 844-500-4242. And of course he had problems with 200 is a big number for Joe Biden. And he never can get it straight. Cut four.
By the way, the 200,000 people that have died on his watch, how many of those have survived?
The 200 million, the 200,000 people have died. How many of those have survived?
I think Trump could have really taken Biden down even more by just throwing in a couple of, huh? What did you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he tried to do that a little bit with Delaware State. Remember that? The smart remarks.
Another thing that Biden does that drives me crazy, Howie, did you notice the laughing? It's like a defense mechanism when he's embarrassed or when he doesn't know what to say. He pretends that he's cracking up.
Yeah, well, he did. He's always done that. He did that with Paul Ryan.
With Paul Ryan. But it's Kamala more annoying does it now too. Because he can't put any words together.
Yeah, because it's like somebody, you know, in a rocking chair at the assisted living facility, the big time assisted living facility. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, Howie, I think Trump hurt himself with the undecided voters. I mean, he really should have let Biden babble on. And I was calling in regards to, yeah, Joe has that problem with the COVID people. First, it's 200 million. This time, he was a little bit closer at the debate saying it was 20 million, even though it was 200,000. But the other thing I noticed about Joe, he couldn't keep his head up straight. Like, I mean, he did well when he was speaking, looking directly into the camera.
Yeah.
But afterwards, his head was always like slumped down. It was like, mm-hmm. You know, is he that weak that he can't keep his bobblehead up?
Yeah. But, you know, now that you mention it, Gary, I'm just wondering, you know, it's pretty hard, I think, to feed people lines through an earpiece or through any kind of transmission device. But you could just give him instructions, look into the camera. Look into the camera, or have some kind of code, just like 7. That means look into the camera, right? Because he would be looking down, and then all of a sudden his head would snap up, and he'd be looking into the camera, and he'd raise his hand, and he'd point like he was addressing you and me, you know, Mr. John Q. Six
God,
Pack.
I hated that. He did that about 3 times last night, looking into the camera. Look, you at home. And when you wake up and go to the breakfast table, is there another chair there?
Right.
Can I have a seat?
I know.
I'm tired.
I know. You know, there are a lot more seats missing from people who don't have jobs anymore. Disney is laying off another 28,000 people because California won't reopen up Disneyland, or won't allow Anaheim to open up Disneyland. There was a story there. There are more retail stores closing this year than in any time in recent memory. Only 10% of the office workers have come back in New York City. All these layoffs are going on. Even CNN has laid off 4 of their makeup people in New York City. So it's just across the continent. Every kind of industry is being devastated. And Biden wants to shut it down again. Trump was right about that. Biden would be glad to shut everything down again to keep everybody under the thumb of of the government, so as there weren't going to be any empty chairs at the breakfast table. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do we have a count on how many times Biden said, here's the deal, last night? And man, whenever he says man, that means he's PO'd. And you notice Wallace, who says, sir, with all due respect, sir, you're beating up on my man, Dementia Joe. So shut the bleep up, sir.
I know the reviews for Trump are kind of mixed right now, but I can assure you the president is in very good spirits because he just tweeted out, he retweeted a New York Post study how McDonald's can be the cure for baldness, and he retweeted it and said, no wonder I've never lost my hair. So I don't want anyone out there getting too down about last night or anything because he's fine. He's feeling good.
No, I think he will be in fine fettle tonight, fiddle, whatever it is. In Duluth. He's in Duluth, Minnesota, hometown of Kevin McHale, I believe. Is Bob Dylan from Duluth as well? He's somewhere up there. And I think he's going to be in a really good form tonight because he'll be enjoying himself. And I think it would have really helped him last night if he had a crowd, because that was another thing. I mean, these are not major criticisms, but it's just the things I think could have been better. If there had been a crowd there, and, you know, a couple of people that he knew in the audience, you know how he works off a crowd, like a stand-up comic. A stand-up comic always, or a speaker, picks somebody down in the front row that he can talk to and say, isn't that right, Joe? And, the guy nods and stuff, and that's a beautiful woman with you there, Joe, and all that. But there was nobody there for him. He makes eye contacts, he winks, he points. There was nobody there for him last night, so he just kind of scowled. And again, I'd be scowling too if I was getting hit two on one. You know, it's tough to be at your best when you have to worry about, you can't hit somebody directly because you're afraid you're going to get sucker punched or hit over the head by the guy behind you.
That was a very stark contrast from the 2016 debates in that regard. The audience interaction, there was very little of that, and yeah. I knew I was going to miss that with the COVID debates as they are.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten used to having the VIPs here. I like having the VIPs here.
It is
here.
A bit dreary here today, isn't it?
The VIPs will be back next spring. I was hoping we'd have some next week.
That's
too.
When you know the seasons have officially changed. The VIPs have returned from the South.
Yes, the VIPs will be coming back from Capistrano or going to Capistrano. I don't know which one it is.
Howie, when I roast you during my news segment, it's not going to be as fun without the laugh track. It's just going to start to feel mean, like I'm a bully or something.
I know. Maybe we could put in a laugh. Nah, we don't need a laugh track. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, this was no debate. They really should have called it the main event. In this corner, the defending world champ, President Donald Trump. In the other corner, the tag team of Biden and Wallace. Because that's what it was all night. It was the president against two clowns. And really, Wallace put on a classless show. He showed nothing but disrespect to the president, stopping the president from responding to Joe Biden's rehearsed BS, okay? And to allow Biden to turn around, and I forget what the hell he called the president a liar. He called him a clown.
A racist. He called him all kinds of things. I just read the whole list. What did he call him? Never keeps his word. He called him a clown. The worst president America's ever had. I mean, how rich is that, Russ? This guy was the vice president for Barack Hussein Obama, and he called somebody else the worst president in American history? Are you kidding?
Nobody's doing that. He's the racist.
He's the racist. Everybody knows he's a liar.
The final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown. Excuse me, this
Hey,
this
let me
person.
Just say to
you. Folks, do you have any idea what this clown's doing?
How about, let's play cut 19.
Because what he did, even before COVID, manufacturing went in the hole.
Manufacturing went in a hole.
Excuse
number
me,
one.
Chris. Wait.
Number two.
Chris.
Number three.
They said it would take. No, you were number two.
If you blinked, you missed that one, as I did last night.
I missed it last night, too. I heard him throwing out those numbers, and, you know, I'm trying to tweet and, you know.
He said number one, then number two, and didn't say anything for number two, then went to number three, and Trump said, Joe, you were on number two.
Well, he did that with Bernie Sanders, right, when they were announcing, we're having a task force working on five different areas of expertise. Then he goes down, number three is the economy, and then number four is foreign affairs. And number five is the economy, something like that. That was even better, though, last night because it was more succinct.
Howie Van Jones, I think it was, had a good point last night, though. He said this wasn't really about Trump trying to convince middle-of-the-road voters to go for him. It was more about putting Biden in a position where he either had to denounce the far left or endorse it. And a lot of times he didn't know which one to do, but he didn't really stand up for law enforcement. He first said he didn't support the Green New Deal, then he mentioned the Green New Deal, and then he said he didn't support it again. So in some ways, Trump was successful because mm-hmm. he kind of made him put his money where his mouth is.
And he also reminded everybody who was watching it, who's in law enforcement, that he doesn't have any major law enforcement endorsements. He's anti-law enforcement, and he would not even say the words law and order.
Wait, he has no law enforcement.
That's
support,
not true.
Almost
that's
nothing.
Not, that, look,
oh, really, who do you have? Name one group that supports you. Name one group that came out and supported you. Go
look,
ahead.
Look,
think. We have time.
We don't have time to do anything.
No, think
about it.
Look, name
folks,
one law enforcement
folks.
Group. That came
well,
out
I think,
and supported
I think, gentlemen,
you.
I think I'm going to take back the
there
moderator's
aren't.
Role.
I don't think there
and,
are
I want, and I want to get to another subject.
It's like professional wrestling, you know, at the Texas Death Match. And, you know, the guy, you know, the Ric Flair is getting stomped and he's just crawling to the corner to hit the other guy so he can take over for him. And Biden is crawling so that he can just hit Chris Wallace. And then Wallace can intervene and go, sir, you're not allowed to ask those kinds of leading questions of this doddering, senile old fool who's on my
team. I think he did.
Mr. President.
The only guy that
let him answer.
Matter of fact, even
Mr.
the
President,
people who testified under oath.
So let me ask you this, Joe.
Go ahead, Mr. I'm listening to you.
People under,
I'm Mr. President.
That was just part of the supercut I put together of all the times Chris Wallace said, Mr. President, please stop. Mr. President, this, that. Gentlemen, please quiet down. Came out to over 2.5 minutes.
I know. I'm just looking at the cut. Okay. You know what? At some points last night, Joe Biden needed to call the police. Cut 24.
They need more assistance. They need, when they show up for a 9/11 call, to have someone with them as a psychologist or psychiatrist to keep them from having to use force.
A 9/11 call. How about on September the 10th? Or September the 12th. Did they have to get a psychologist with them then, too? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
You know, Howie, you make a great point about allowing Biden to talk so he can walk into the propeller blade all by himself. That's a great point. That's a great point that you make because I'm laughing, too. But it's true because that's the best thing and the worst thing that Biden does is just open his mouth, let him go. Trump has to talk to you down at Mar-a-Lago or that place that you have seen him. He has to talk to you. And the other thing is this Chris Wallace, I mean, what a bought and paid for fink. He is just like his father. And it was so obvious. And, you know, I wanted Trump to slam dunk Biden. I think Trump won on points last night. If you get rid of some of the noise.
But sometimes, but isn't it better if somebody else is killing themselves, shouldn't you just step back and let them do it, John? I mean, that's the whole point, you know? It's more effective if people had just seen him babbling. And again, some of these cuts that we're playing here, I didn't even catch that one, the 1, 2, 3. I just knew something was off, but the debate was going so fast and it was... The tempo was such that it just went right by me. But there it is. Or the 9/11 cut. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that was missed. I think next time you'll see a much more laid back Trump. I mean, he's not going to be laid back in the sense of being comatose or anything like that. But comatose. But he's gonna be letting Joe hit himself in the head, I think. Thanks for the call, John.
Howie, but you just hit the nail on the head, because when it started off, I was kind of nervous watching when they had Trump open it up with his two-minute statement. And I was like, okay, that sounded good. Then they go to Biden for his two-minute statement. And I immediately said to myself, wow, he's weak, even uninterrupted by himself. So then I was like, oh, this is great. Trump doesn't even have to go that hard anymore. He can just kind of relax. But he didn't relax. He didn't read the room and say, this guy can't get
But there was
the
no
sense.
Room. That's the thing, Greg. Yeah. See, that's the problem.
The only one in the room was Dr. Jill.
If you're a stand-up comic, I mean, everybody, I don't watch the late-night shows, but everybody says that as bad as they were before when they had crowds, they're worse now because they can't play off anybody. They lose their sharpness because they don't see what works day to day. That was the great thing about Johnny Carson. He was out there every night with an audience, a live audience, to do a real monologue. So he kept him sharp. And that Trump will be better tonight. I mean, Trump will be in fine form. It'll be more entertaining tonight as well. 844-500-4242. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Howie. I feel like it was a missed opportunity last night. You know, I think he came out almost like Mike Tyson trying to get a knockout in the first round. And I agree with you and a lot of the callers. He really didn't, you know, he really needed to let Biden just undo himself, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't. You know, he didn't. And even one time, I mean, the one time I think Wallace was going to agree with Trump when he was talking about Charlottesville. I mean, Trump even interrupted him, you know, Wallace. And it's like, he let him just hang himself. And that was disappointing to me. I mean, at worst, it was probably a push.
Yeah.
But Trump really, really could have, you know, done a number on him by letting Joe do a number on himself, really.
Yeah. And again, that's just a tactical error. And we all are, Monday morning quarterback in this thing, because none of us saw this. I mean, nobody was making this point anywhere last night that, you know, maybe Trump ought to lay off him and just let him kill himself. I mean, we've certainly got enough cuts. We've all heard him a million times screwing up. I mean, even though it's not on MSNBC or CNN, it's certainly on the Howie Carr show. It's on Sean Hannity's show. It's out there. We all know that he can't handle any kind of situation that requires any kind of mental acuity. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have a fastball. He never did have a fastball. But now he can't even mix it up. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Now, on the political scene, one of the Democratic candidates is Senator Joseph Biden. Have you seen the problem he's been having? He went around and made a speech, and apparently he quoted a British politician, took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as his own. And then the press got on him, and then he was charged also with taking part of Bobby Kennedy's speeches. And Biden says, not to worry, he reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Of course, this is Johnny Carson back in 1987. And I guess there was another joke when he pulled out of the race. Somebody said, Senator Biden said he wants to spend more time with his imaginary Welsh coal mining family. So that's what he's always been known for. 844-500-4242. Play cut number 9.
Guess what? A lot of people died, and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Look, as somebody pointed out this morning, Joe Biden at his law school, Syracuse U, he graduated in the top 90% of the class, okay? Number 76 in a class of 85. That's after being suspended briefly for plagiarizing. That's a recurring theme in his life story. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening forever, but maybe nobody's going to like me when I'm through here. Why in God's name would he have laid off of him? What he knew going in that it was two against one. I mean, Chris let Joe lie, dodge. Trump had no choice but to interrupt him. And the most appalling thing, Chris asked Trump for the thousandth time, you know, to denounce white supremacy.
I know.
And he never even asked Joe about the riots, Black Lives Matter.
What about you, if you aren't voting for me, you ain't black? How about the racial jungle remark? Actually, we have a sound. I'm glad you brought this up, Lisa. We have a sound cut from Hogan Gidley today, the press secretary, and he was asked about this by somebody on CNN or MSNBC, you know, about the white supremacy BS. And Hogan Gidley just came back and hit it right out of the park.
He said sure three times. He has done it in the past multiple times. I don't know how many ways you want him to say it and how many times you want him to say it. Do you have any idea, John, what an exalted cyclops of the KKK is? Because Joe Biden sure does. He spoke at a funeral for one and praised him profusely. Any idea who George Wallace is? Joe Biden sure does.
Yep.
He thanked the person who gave him the award for George Wallace's name. Idea what a racial jungle is? Joe Biden doesn't want his kids to grow up in. Hogan. Joe Biden's record on race is absolutely disgusting.
Okay. Joe Biden,
Donald Trump
Joe Biden
was opening up his properties
Biden,
to African Americans and Jewish people while you were still in local television
Joe
news, John.
You know, one
the
thing,
fact
Hogan,
is, this
one
president
thing,
has a record of respect
Hogan,
and understanding
Hogan,
these groups
Hogan,
like nobody
Hogan,
else. I'm Hogan, sorry, I'm not going to sit here and
Hogan,
let you call the president
Joe Biden
of the United
can
States
defend
racist
his own
when
Joe
he is
Biden
the
can
only one. He is
Joe
the only
Biden
one.
Can defend his own record. He can defend his own relationships, and he did in the past.
CNN refuses to report.
Good work by Hogan Gidley. And by the way, George Corley Wallace, the former governor of Alabama, Tom Perez of the DNC called him a Republican about a year ago, a Republican. So maybe that anchor man from local TV news that doesn't know who George Corley Wallace is. Lee, thanks for the call, Lisa. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
I learned something from Biden last night. I learned that BLM is an idea. Not an organization.
Well, he said Antifa,
so
but it's the
Antifa.
Same. It's the same thing. Yeah, you're right. It's an idea. Yeah, they carry guns, Lee. So I guess we don't have to worry about repealing the Second Amendment because the Second Amendment is just an idea too, right?
Antifa is an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what FBI director
Gentlemen,
said.
Well,
then
you know what? We're done, sir. We're moving on to the next. We're moving on to
the next. That's not an idea.
Everybody
Antifa
in your administration.
Ugh. Trump, I thought steam was going to come out of his ears when he said his FBI director. I'm sure Trump was thinking the same thing I was thinking. You were thinking, thanks, Chris Christie, for giving us Christopher Ray. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.